This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 287 for Tuesday, February 28th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue falling back on Tuesday morning with pressure coming from losses in other vegetable oils. The May canola contract loses $7.10 at $816.60 per ton, and the July contract gives up $8.70 at $810. There's weakness in the Chicago soy complex as well as losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. However, there are upticks in global crude oil prices, which are trying to stem further declines in vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 73.58 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.68. A number of U.S. states issued their winter wheat ratings, with Colorado down 9 points at 29% good to excellent. Kansas slips 2 at 19%, and Nebraska loses 3, also at 19%. Then Oklahoma jumps 19 points at 36% good to excellent, South Dakota bumps up 1 at 23%, and Texas adds 5 at 19%. Corn in Texas is at 5% planted as of Sunday, which is pretty much on par with this time last year. The Argentine Agrarian Federation is protesting on Tuesday by blocking part of the highway between Rosario and Buenos Aires. The Federation is protesting taxes on farmers and against exchange rates. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor lops off 2 million tons each from his calls on soybean and corn production in Argentina. Cordonnier now projects Argentina to reap 32 million tons of soybeans and 41 million of corn. As well, he chops off 2 million tons from his forecast on Brazil corn output, now at 121 million, but leaves soybean production at 151 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday morning. The May contract falls 26.5 cents at $14.86 per bushel. May soy oil loses 3/10 of a cent at 60.04 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal drops $13.90 at $467.90 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the May contract giving up 4.5 cents at $6.39 per bushel. Oats are lower as well, with its May contract down 4 cents at $3.40. The U.S. wheat complex is narrowly mixed, as Chicago May adds a quarter cent at $7.10. Kansas City May bumps up a penny at $8.18. And Minneapolis May sheds a quarter cent at $8.68. A reminder that today marks the first notice day for March grain deliveries. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 28th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.